another tune I learned this year, I think it's an A tune, but is Chinkapin Hunting. Is that okay. A or G? I don't know.
Well, which one? There's several Chinkapin Huntings.
It's the three part.
Because, you know, sometimes, I mean, this is true for some of the other stuff you've played. Sometimes I can't tell from what you're playing what you're playing. Yeah. Because it's just so rhythmic. And there's no hints of what the melody contour is. And sometimes you put in lots of notes.
That's my problem. You know? I mean, that's my problem in the sense. And I think that largely comes from how I learned to play the banjo. I did not have lessons. Mm-hmm. It was like, here, Steve, you can play the guitar, so you play the banjo. And,
sure.
And from, you know, there were 3 years of watching banjo players playing while I was playing bass.
Sure.
In fact, the woman who made me want to play clawhammer banjo, I just saw her, still works here, Mel Kennicott. She was Melvis was in the Bosom Buddies back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I would beg her, play. Would you play for me? She doesn't play very much.
No.
But she's... great. And so, but at any rate, I never sat down with a banjo player, and so that's probably it. So what would you say as an antidote to that I can't tell what you're playing problem, which is, in my mind, that's serious. I want to address that.
Well, you know, even if you're playing with a fiddler, you want to play enough of the thing that you understand what they're playing. I mean, there are times to just sort of go whacka, whacka, whacka.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's lots of people who do that successfully. But I think especially if you're talking about solo playing, you got to have a little of the melody in there. So, for instance, play the first part of Chinkapin Hunting.
See, that's a...
Yeah, you don't want to do that. That's not bad.
Okay.
I mean, let me play what I might play,
yeah, please,
and then
I'm
we'll talk about some options. What I do. In other words, I want to be leading to that note because the next part is going to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'm doing that's different from you.
Rhythmically, did I leave something out?
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
Because I thought
I think you're doing... I don't think it's bad what you're doing.
I want to change it. That's
well,
what
but
it
I think there's a few little subtle things about it. In other words, again, it goes back to learning where these things occur, where the techniques occur, where the scale is, and going, well, to play that note, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know it's going to that chord, right? So how do I play that note to begin with? Well, I can play that note like that. I can play that note like this, right? Which is what I'm doing, which to me is more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, that's the reason I do it. I do it because this to me is more interesting than...
Yeah.
Right? Okay? So, that's okay. What I'm doing is... which to me is more interesting.
Well, and it implies more of the melody of the...
Right.
Because that is a crazy ornamental melody. You know?
Right?
Right. So do you mind playing the three parts that you were just doing? I know it's not like a finished
the whole tune, version.
So, yeah, sure.
Thank you. bass playing influence.